Hi folks, my name is Matt and I am senior producer at Living Audio, a not-for-profit community interest company that has been set up to produce audiobooks, and in particular audiobooks for novels, fan fiction, and other titles that would perhaps otherwise not be released in audio. Many people ask why we do this. There are lots of audiobook producers out there, and there are a number of books that are put into audio. The fact is, though, that if you take into account all the self-published novels that are released each year, there's approximately 100,000 every year. Less than 10%, that's less than 10,000 of those, ever get put into audio. I myself am blind, and I love listening to audiobooks. And I'm going to show you why that is in a moment. But the point is that I felt when I set up Living Audio that there just weren't enough audiobooks being released. And I wanted to do my bit to try and change that so that blind people like myself and people with other print disabilities such as dyslexia or perhaps even a physical disability that prevents somebody from holding a book or a tablet for any length of time would be able to benefit by listening to the spoken word. The book that got me started on my mission was in fact a fan fiction novel by G. Norman Lippert called James Potter and the Hall of Elders Crossing. Now, I've never really been into fan fiction. I find the vast majority is unfaithful to the original writer's intentions, and in some respects can actually be very disrespectful. However, I was told by a friend that Lippert's work was a bit different, kind of in a league of its own. It was very faithful to the work of J.K. Rowling, but it expanded on her universe in a way that other Harry Potter fanfics didn't, so I thought I'd give it a go. I searched and searched, trying to find an audio version of the James Potter series, but of course there wasn't one. So in the end I had to download the EPUB version of the book to my iPhone and use an ebook reader to access the material.
Charles Chuck Fillmore. I can't believe this is what I have to stoop to. He leaned out of the open glass doorway of the building and smiled winningly at the cameras positioned on the other side of Chambers Street. The normally crowded thoroughfare was cordoned off on either end, blocked with orange barricades and New York City police officers, all of whom looked bored and sullen in their dark caps and sidearms. Behind the barricades, raucous crowds had gathered, waving and grinning at the cameras. That was one thing Fillmore both loved and hated about this town. No matter what time of day it was, there was always a block party ready to erupt at the slightest provocation.
The speech is clear enough, to me anyway, as a blind person used to listening to speech synthesizers, but it's certainly not particularly enjoyable. I wonder what a different voice would sound like.
Prologue. Magic, thought Senator Charles Chuck Fillmore. I can't believe this is what I have to stoop to. He leaned out of the open glass doorway of the building and smiled winningly at the cameras positioned on the other side of Chambers Street. The normally crowded thoroughfare was cordoned off on either end, blocked with orange barricades and New York City police officers, all of whom looked bored and sullen in their dark caps and sidearms. Behind the barricades, raucous crowds had gathered, waving and grinning at the cameras. That was one thing Fillmore both loved and hated about this town. No matter what time of day it was, there was always a block party ready to erupt at the slightest provocation.
No, I can't do it. I simply cannot enjoy the book like that. I'm going to have to make an audiobook, because although I can access the written material academically, there's just no way I can enjoy this book on an emotional level. That's what went through my head when I first heard the speech synthesizer attempting to read G. Norman Lippert's work. And that is eventually what I did, of course. Here's that same section again, only this time narrated by Just Sargent, an absolutely spectacular new audiobook narrator who I'm sure we will all be hearing a lot more from in the future.
Prologue.
Magic, thought Senator Charles Chuck Fillmore. I can't believe this is what I have to stoop to. He leaned out of the open glass doorway of the building and smiled winningly at the cameras positioned on the other side of Chambers Street. The normally crowded thoroughfare was cordoned off on either end, blocked with orange barricades and New York City police officers, all of whom looked bored and sullen in their dark caps and sidearms. Behind the barricades, raucous crowds had gathered, waving and grinning at the cameras. That was one thing Fillmore both loved and hated about this town. No matter what time of day it was, there was always a block party ready to erupt at the slightest provocation.
I think that speaks for itself, doesn't it? The point is, speech synthesizers are all well and good if you're, for example, a student doing some research, or perhaps you just need to look something up really quickly, but they just don't enable you to enjoy a book, to connect with the characters and settings in an emotional way. And that's what living audio is all about, bringing an author's words alive, giving true depth and meaning to characters and places in scenes, so that the listener really does experience living audio, as opposed to synthetic, dull, and lifeless speech synthesis. If you are an author who would like to get your book turned into audio by us, or perhaps you are a narrator and you'd like to work with Living Audio, please send an email to enquiries@livingaudio.co.uk or call us on +44 845 299 6636. You can also visit our website at www.livingaudio.co.uk for more information. Thanks for listening.